Time for our weekly look at the day, weekend, and weekends ahead. It is Wednesday with Weiser, and Annette Weiser is on the phone with us today.
It's Wednesday with Weiser, and it's the Love Shack edition. Hello, my Valentine loves. What are you doing for your special fur baby, best friend, or soon-to-be boyfriend, girlfriend? Well, there's so much to do. First of all, we encourage you to shop local, dine local, but you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can do Valentine's Day on the cheap. We have the best beaches. It might be a little chilly, but you can snuggle, get yourself a great meal, and take it over to the beach for sunset. We love Mazzaro's. We love all of the great places around town. It's just a great time to celebrate love. You can hand make a Valentine, or you could actually just make a reservation. There's still some places that are taking them. So whatever it is that you're going to do, make it special and make it last. So there's a lot going on around town. February is an incredible month. We had Mardi Gras. We had Valentine's Day. This weekend is the Raise Fest on the 17th. Over in Tampa, it's the Gasparilla Music Festival at Julian B. Lane Park. It is a new venue with 50 bands. The two-day event is Family Freddy and a great place to hang out with friends. Closer to home, the Clear Festival is February 17th through 18th. It's free at Coachman Park, and it's a monthly event. It's Where the Sound Is, a fabulous location for concerts run by Ruth Eckert Hall. I saw the Clearwater Jazz Holiday there. I saw Willie Nelson, and I've got tickets for Joe Bonamassa. But right now, the festival takes advantage of all of the beautiful park, and it features handmade arts and crafts, as well as a green market area, hand-picked goods, and eco-friendly products. It's a fun afternoon. And as you know, downtown Drew is closed to traffic, so it's fun. There's usually music up there and clear skies up there and other great places to hang out. If you're looking for a good laugh, and it's always great to buy tickets for Valentine's Day for upcoming events, consider Brothers from Another Mother comedy tour at the Katherine Hickman Theater in Gulfport. Two nationally known comedians, Jackie Flynn and Kevin Flynn, no relation, will be there. And, you know, it's just one of many comedy things coming up. You always have the Sunshine Comedy Center in St. Pete Beach. But our friend Elisa Savarotti has her Tickle Pink Comedy for a Good Cause coming up March 2nd. You'll hear an interview with her and our own Jordan Radio Insider correspondent in this next week. So all good things to come. The Palladium, once again, is the place to be. On the 21st, Alona will be doing her Sarah Brightman tribute. You will, again, be able to hear a great interview with her. All you have to do is go to RadioSt.Pete.com, click on the podcast, and you'll hear the inside scoop on this fantastic tribute to Sarah Brightman, featuring songs from Evita, Cats, Phantom of the Opera. She is quite the superstar. She was in studio with us, and the costume changes. There's dancing. It is fabulous. Also coming up is on the 23rd through the 25th, the St. Petersburg Seafood and Music Festival in Vinoy Park. Local restaurants, vegetarian dishes, seafood entrees, alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks, and lots of live music will be there. That is a big weekend because that's also when Radio St. Pete will be streaming live from Localtopia on the 24th in downtown Williams Park. That is a great day. Locally made goods, locally made crafts, locally made foods. It's a celebration of everything local. Come see the RadioSt.Pete.com folks, myself included, over at the Williams Park Bandstand. We'll be next to the soundboard. Again, February 24th, Localtopia. Also that weekend is the annual Get Rescued. Also with Wednesday with Weiser is an incredible Gulfport Pink Flamingo Home Tour. You got to get your tickets now. That's March 2nd. And it's the same day as the Tickle Pink Comedy Tour at the Palladium Center. It's 10 to 5 for the Pink Flamingo Tour, but it sells out quickly. You'll tour Stetson University College of Law, built as a luxury hotel, and all kinds of eclectic and quirky homes in the Northwest Gulfport Stetson area. It is a favorite. So After the 24th, we have Iconic Paint St. Pete edition. It is a fundraiser for the Morian Art Center, and it's at the Morian Center for Clay. It's another really important night. Do good and give kudos to the city's talented artists. It's a one-day battle of the brushes. You'll see plein air paintings. It's an incredible day of masterpieces, great food, and music. On the 25th, is the Garden Groove Concert at the Dr. Carter A. Woodson African American Museum. It's going to be a wonderful Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association Festival celebrating Black History Month, and it features the Scotty Wright Quintet. Wright will be joined by some of the best of the town, Butch Thomas on sax, Judy Glover on keyboard, Eric Hempel on bass, and Ral Allnort on drums. So that's what's going on around town. But yet, there's still more. We really just cannot get enough of all of the music. So let's just run this down real quick. On the 17th and 18th, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue is at the Florida Orchestra Mahaffey Theater in St. Pete. Chris Botti on the 18th, as I said, a great Valentine's Day gift to get now. The 21st is Alona doing incredible tribute to Sarah Brightman. The 21st and 22nd is Spyro Gyra at the Capitol Theater. And at the Palladium, a back-to-back tribute, Carol King and James Taylor tribute show, The Troubadours, on the 22nd, and the Barry Manilow tribute at the Palladium on the 23rd. And then finally, wrapping up the month is Moody Blues' John Lodge at the Capitol Theater. So just such amazing music all month long. Now, I want you to mark your calendars for a couple things in March. The Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, Women of Jazz, 18, Saturday, March 23rd at 4 o'clock. It features some of the best talent in town. It's sure to be sold out, so get your tickets now. Also going on is the Florida Social Club is featuring the Palladium CD debut group, The Crew, Brian Hughes. Every Sunday they're jamming, so get yourself over there every Sunday. Also, don't forget the James Museum. On Tuesdays, they frequently host, once a month, a different live concert. Hot Tonic just happened, and it's $10, and it gives you admission to the museum. So that is a terrific thing to do.
And that is Wednesday with Wiser, Nanette Wiser. Nanette will be back with us Saturday morning in the 9 o'clock hour, as the Sassy Scribe checks around town for interesting things to talk about. Saturday morning, the 9 o'clock hour on Radio St. Pete.